seventh grade, I had gone to the weightlifting teacher and asked him if I could be weightlifting in junior high school. And at that point, it was in the 80s, and the girls were doing aerobics to, like, Technotronic pump up the gym, and the boys were on the other side doing dips and pull-ups, and I wanted to do that too. So I went over to him, and I was like, could I do weight training? He's like, no, aerobics is for the girls, the boys do weight training. So I talked him into letting me do weight training and join that group, and I looked up at, like, the record board in the junior high school, and there were, like, the 7th grade, 8th grade, and 9th grade records, and I looked at all the 9th grade boys' records, and I told him, I'm like, I'm going to break every one of those. I'd already asked my parents for a weight set. They thought there was something totally wrong with me. I hid, like, the Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding and other training magazines under my bed at home, and I would take them out late at night. I had, like, a loft bed, and on the ladder, I would do all these exercises on the ladder, like calf raises, and I would hang from it, and I would, like, sneak workouts when nobody was watching. But, I mean, I grew up, it was pretty conducive to that. Like, I had a high bar in my backyard, I had a balance beam in my backyard. But I'd probably say I got really into physical fitness by, like, kind of like junior high school. Whenever I would look at the board, like, I would look at the wall of, like, records in high school or junior high school or anything else, you know, I was looking at the top score, regardless of male or female. I kind of was under the impression that I wasn't going to let the fact that I was a girl stand in my way. But, I mean, it was a really, really big deal. Like, I grew up kind of being the freak all the time. Like, people picked on my high school boyfriend. Nobody, you know, like, just people talking to me, it was, like, a big deal. Like, stay away from her. She's, like, that freaky girl. And I even think back in high school, we would have these things where it's, like, it was a pretty big deal, like, working out at the time. I think it was probably, like, the early 90s, and, like, teenagers were starting to work out, and they would post a record, like, top bench press or mile run. And I would usually, actually, every time I would beat whoever the top guy was in the high school, and I sort of, I guess I was hated for that, and definitely a school freak for that. So, I don't know that, I guess it a little bit bothered me, but I was never going to let it stand in my way. I mean, there were times that it really got to me that, like, you know, I would maybe not want to go all out. Because, I mean, in high school, it's important to have friends, and it's important to, like, you know, not have your high school boyfriend get beat up because you ran a faster mile than everybody on the baseball team did. So I would honestly say it was the support team around me, but that was it. I was very goal-oriented. If I said, I'm going to do something, like, there was absolutely no stopping me. Like, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this year, or, you know, I'm going to do 1,000 push-ups, or this is what I'm going to do. And I never really saw it as, like, men and women. Like, I understand that there are physiological differences, and men in a physical circumstance are going to outperform women, but I kind of think that, like, I kind of got a head start on training. Like, if I look at my training experience versus most people, whether they're CrossFit or otherwise, like, the fact that I started essentially training at 18 months old, like, I think the reason why, in a lot of cases, that women don't always perform to the same standards as men is it's not what's expected of them. If they had always been doing what the men had been doing in weight training at 12 or 13 years old the way the men are, then I think maybe it would be a little bit different. I'll tell you one thing that I went back and forth being conflicted about, and I've come to the terms that I actually really like it, is that CrossFit only posts one RX weight. And you know, there is, okay, women's scaling is this percent of the men's, but it sort of is essentially considered scaling. And I think CrossFit, it does give you the opportunity to compare yourself across the board. And if I want to choose to use a men's weight during the workout, I absolutely can. Nothing is telling me that I can't do that. There is no women use this, men use this. You know, I can use that weight. And again, it is scaling. But, you know, I sort of more compare myself. There are times I try not to say, okay, I did great for a girl. What I'll do when I'm looking across the boards and comparing myself, I'll compare somebody of approximate size. Like, I'll look at times for a workout and stuff, and I'll compare myself to Spiel when I look at the boards and say, what is somebody of my size doing? Versus getting in my head, like, what am I doing for a girl? Because I think that's also, like, essentially kind of, I try not to see it that way. It's like, am I working to the best of my abilities?